Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly Kasha. A little cold out there this morning, 24, according to Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team. Today's the day for snow. Snow. As far as schools go, JCPS, you're open. We do have Bullitt County on an NTI day, and Oldham County is closed for today. So
Christian Academy, remote learning as well.
NTI. So there are several schools that are doing NTI today, as well as just closed in preparation for the nasty weather that it looks like, according to Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team, could be hitting the area here in the next couple hours. So your commute this morning could even be a little bit treacherous.
Oh, they moving it up? Because it was like around noonish.
Yeah, exactly. Now they're saying it could hit the area around 8 or even 9 o'clock. So depending on when you're headed out, you could start seeing some snow in the air. So, man, today, I feel good because it's like the first snow of the season.
Oh, you like this?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I'm over it already.
Well,
I want summer.
You want summer?
I'm a summer person.
You practically had summer for Christmas. So.
I know, and I'm not ready to let go.
Okay, well, yeah. I mean, living in this area, you get all four seasons, even if it's just brief for part of it. So, yeah, today is going to be winter day. And tomorrow it's going to be pretty cold, too. So the snow that we're going to get today is going to stick around at least for the next 2 days. So, okay, yeah, that's good. Today's also National Take Down Your Christmas Tree Day. If you've still got that thing up, you can.
There's a day for that?
Yeah, I think. Wow. Yeah, it's every year. I don't know if it's every year on the 6th or every year like the 12th day after Christmas. I think that's what this would be.
I will say that all of them are the main tree still up, no ornaments on it. The box is right next to it. We're close.
Okay, well, today's the day to get it done.
Today's the day to put it in the box.
I'll tell you that I was kind of surprised that I went on a walk on Christmas Day. It would have been more in the late afternoon. And I already saw some Christmas trees on the curb. I was like,
that's
wow.
A little harsh.
I was like, wow.
Like you know Christmas what? Day, yeah. Morning, that's all you get.
Yeah, it's like Christmas morning and then afternoon is like, all right, let's start taking this thing down. I'm done with it.
That's a little harsh.
So anyways, today is National Take Down Your Christmas Tree Day. All right, so also it's the first day of Throwback Thursday for 2022, so that's exciting. That's going to be here in, it's going to be in the 8 o'clock hour, so you got a little bit.
8:30 to 9.
Yep, you got a little bit of time to wait for that. But a bunch of stuff to get to here this morning on 99.7 DJX. Good morning, guys. In a trip for two to Vegas to see Adele opening weekend of her residency there with 99.7 DJX. So that's kind of cool. Adele Day is next Friday, okay?
Okay, I'm excited.
Yeah, so every 30 minutes, you know, 30 is her album. So every 30 minutes, starting at about 6 o'clock. So, yeah, this time next Friday, we'll be giving you a winning word. And you just enter that into the website and you're in to win. Now, the more you catch, the more you enter, the more opportunities you have to win. And then several people will also be getting vinyl records of Adele's album 30. So that's pretty cool too.
Except for the fact that you'll have to find your own record player.
Yeah, time. I mean, we tried to give those to you last month, but you know, if you didn't win one of those, you're going to have to find one yourself.
You're going to be on your own on this one.
Yeah, exactly. So that's next Friday, Adele Day on 99.7 DJX. We'll get to the story of the Lassie-like dog in your feel good here in just a sec on 99.7 DJX. Olivia Rodrigo nominated for so many different Grammy Awards, had quite the 2021, but she's going to have to wait to accept her Grammy Awards that she's inevitably going to win because the Recording Academy and CBS have announced that the 2022 Grammys will be postponed from its original scheduled air date of January 31st.
Do they have a new date?
Not yet. This isn't necessarily a surprise just because, like, earlier this week, it was like, they're probably going to be canceling it just because of Omicron and the new COVID concerns that is leading to this postponement. So right now, no new date is set, but we'll keep you posted. All right, let's get to that feel good. Kelly K.
So Jennifer sent us this one. Police responded at about 10 p.m. Monday to a report of a loose dog on the bridge of an interstate at the New Hampshire-Vermont state border.
Mm-hmm.
And they found what they thought was a large German Shepherd. When they approached her, she kind of ran away, but not completely. It was almost like she was like, come on, follow
right,
me.
Right, right.
So they followed her, where they found a damaged section of the guardrail, and then found a badly damaged pickup truck that had rolled over.
Oh, dang.
Then they found two people who had been ejected from the truck.
Oh, dang.
They were seriously injured, hypothermic, as a result of the crash. So the trooper and the officers quickly called for medical assistance.
Mm-hmm.
One of the officers said, I kind of compare it to, you know, for those who remember a real-life Lassie story, where the people are in distress, the dog mm-hmm. goes, gets help, brings them to right where the person is. Turns out the dog is one-year-old shepherd named Tinsley.
Mm.
And Tinsley's owner, Cam, said his dog is his co-pilot wherever he goes out in his truck.
We shook up, didn't know what was happening, and next thing you know, the cops were there, and it was all because of her.
The two men were taken to Dartmouth Hitchcock Medical Center to be treated. After Laundry was released, he went home to spend time with his guardian angel.
Of course, you know, she never leaves my side, you know, so that we're always together, you know, in that truck that got wrecked, and she's always my co-pilot, and she's always with me.
Oh, wow.
Getting spoiled with lots of treats, too. Tinsley, good dog. That's about a 25 out of 10 on a good pupper scale.
Yeah, we don't deserve dogs. They're so great.
Absolutely. We'll tweet out the story. You can see it at Ben and Kelly Show.
If you're single, new year, new you, maybe you're heading out on some new dates, first dates, perhaps even maybe tonight or this weekend, here are some deal breakers that you probably shouldn't ignore. Saw this, thought they were pretty valuable. Now, if you head to a restaurant, and Kelly, tell me if any of these have happened to you, right?
Okay.
I know it's been a long time since you've been on a first date.
It has been a very, 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 very long time.
But if your date is rude to the wait staff.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'd be mortified.
Red flag right there. It's, you know, how he treats other people, especially people he doesn't know. That's an indicator of the level of kindness and respect he'll show to you down the road, right?
Yeah.
All right. So first date, red flag. He's critical about your food choice.
Yeah. On the first date?
Yeah.
I'd be a little ticked.
Yeah, exactly. If you're, you know, headed out to get something to eat and he's like, you're getting that?
I'd be like, yes.
Right.
I like chicken nuggets.
Right, exactly. I mean, you know, seriously though, I mean, it's just like judging you and openly judging you on the first date is probably a
And yes,
a
I dip my fries in ranch. It's not weird.
Okay.
A lot of people do it.
If he or your date can't really stop talking about the ex, you know, you guys
wants to hear about that on date one.
Right. And I feel like that's one of those, not even just an unwritten rule. That's been a red flag for years. It's like you never talk about an ex on a first date.
Exactly.
These are red flags if you're maybe heading out on that first date, new year, new you, all that. His phone is way more interesting than you. If the phone is out and on the table, that's a red flag.
100%.
It's like, put the phone in the purse, put the phone in your pocket, your attention.
Focused on me. The show is right here.
Yeah, I was going to say, the attention should be on each other for the next couple hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
If your date is late.
Not a good way to start.
Right, exactly, exactly.
Unless it's a really good excuse.
100%. If there's non-existent table manners, and if your date is too busy talking about themselves to ask about you. So if he's just constantly talking about himself and saying, oh, this is me, I did this, you know, blah, 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 and doesn't ever ask any questions about you and isn't inquisitive about you, that should be a red flag. So
it should be a pretty equal back and forth. You need to be getting to know each other.
Right, exactly. So as you're heading out, new year, new you, maybe you're single, you're like, you know what, I'm going to find me a person this year.
This is my year for love.
Maybe just keep in the back of your mind some of these sort of like red flags if you're headed out. All right. By the way, one of those could be an excuse this guy could have used. It's our setting the bar story and probably the worst Uber ride this guy's ever had. Setting the bar, these are always stories that really just, they have a moral to them, right? Like,
yeah, it's like, don't do this or we hope it doesn't happen to you.
Yeah, so this is more of the we hope this doesn't happen to you category, all right?
Okay.
But man, if you can make it through the day without getting stuck in a snowstorm while you're in an Uber, you're doing okay.
Oh, no. Oh, wait a second. So what do they do in that situation? Do they keep the meter running?
Yeah, so this is the problem.
No!
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
Andrew found out the hard way as he jumped in an Uber. He already knew this Uber ride was going to cost him about $200 just because he flew from San Francisco to Washington, D.C. and then ordered an Uber from the airport to get his to get to Richmond, Virginia. That was already...
Dang, an epic trip already.
Yeah, exactly. That's already a long Uber ride. He already knew it was going to be about 120 miles, a.k.a. about $200. He was all right with that. However, he didn't know there was going to be record-setting, and maybe apparently the Uber driver didn't either, traffic jam. Yeah, traffic jam. And that huge snowstorm on I-95 that caused hundreds of people to get stuck. Well, Andrew was one of them.
How long was he stuck?
9 hours.
So
at first, everything seemed fine. They charged him the $200. But then after he got dropped off, that price changed to $600.
Oh, ouch.
Yeah. So
did they change it?
Well, not yet. There is a small, like, the fine print that nobody reads.
Oh, boy.
That says that your fare can change if your trip takes longer than expected.
Now, that's excessive.
Mm-hmm. That's what he's saying, and that's what he's contesting. Like, look, I didn't know, the Uber driver didn't know, that we were going to get stuck in a snowstorm for 9 hours. But
exactly. I hope that they decide to amend that for him, because that's, wow.
Yeah, so he's appealing to Uber to try to, you know, cut him a break there because of the snowstorm. So, again, you know, just a stroke of bad luck there. He chose the wrong time to grab an Uber. So if you can manage to make it through the day without getting stuck in a snowstorm for 9 hours while you're in an Uber.
That is bad timing.
Yeah, you're doing okay. Got any epic toddler meltdown stories?
Oh, yeah.
99.7 DJX.
Before I
tell you this story, you can... text us 502-571-9970 if you've got an epic toddler meltdown story, because anybody who is a parent, actually, you don't even need to be a parent. You could have just been a witness to one, you know? I mean,
that could be the reason why you're not a parent.
Right, exactly. Exactly. But what I was going to say is anybody who is a parent knows that toddlers, you know, they're growing into little adults, little humans, and they don't know how to communicate as well. And man, they throw some epic.
Oh, yeah. They're still kind of caught between that little caveman kind of, you know, period where they can't find the words to express themselves. Mm-hmm. So they just, you know, melt down.
Yeah. I mean, my youngest, Zoe, she was famous in our family for having the most immense meltdowns in the most awkward of places.
Yeah.
And yeah, you know, I mean, it is a thing. So
can I just share one? I'll share one. The one time that I had a stranger intervene.
Oh gosh.
That was Ava, bless her heart. So we are on a trip. I'm visiting my sister, Charlotte, North Carolina. We're standing outside of a restaurant, getting ready to go in, and Ava was having a moment. She just, I don't think she wanted to go, something. I can't remember the situation led up to it, but she was not having it. So mm-hmm. We were working it out outside the restaurant, standing out front, and I'm standing there. She is doing her thing. And this woman comes up and she's just like, just zip it out. Just zip it. She's waving her hands like all the way down to the bottom. She's just zip it out. Just, oh, I know that you love your daughter. Look at her little eyes. She's just dehydrated. You just take her home and you just put her in the shower.
Oh, she's talking to you?
She's talking to me.
Oh.
She's just let the water run over her. Uh-huh. She's, I know you love your daughter. Just let her work it out. She's dehydrated. Just zip it out. So Ava's still screaming, but looking at her and then looking at me like, this lady's weird, but I'm still going to scream. And I'm looking at her. And then I ended up giving her my phone number because she's like, I'm a psychiatrist. I said, okay. And she's like, give me your phone number. I'll give you some tips. I'm like, okay. I gave a strange lady my phone number in Charlotte who was telling my daughter to zip it out.
Quick story for you. When my twins, my oldest, Isabel and Sophia, were toddlers, remember Lynn's Paradise Cafe?
Oh, of course. Loved it.
Yeah. There in the Highlands, no longer there. It was a restaurant, kind of famous there for a while. So we were there with one of my best friends. It was just me and my best friend and my two daughters, Isabel and Sophia. Well, they I had a bathroom emergency situation with one of my daughters. And so I was like, okay, Mike, can you just hang with my other one while I deal with this?
How old are they at this point?
They're like, you know, maybe two.
Oh, okay.
Maybe two and a half, something like that. Mm. So I leave Isabella with Mike. She doesn't know Mike.
Oh.
So she starts screaming.
No.
And so I'm dealing with this. I hear my other daughter like screaming, and I'm like, oh my gosh. And so I'm already sweating because I'm dealing with this bathroom emergency, right?
Uh-huh.
So I come out finally, and this lady that was right next to us in a table, she complimented Isabella on her shoes, and she was just talking to her about her shoes, and it did the trick, it quieted her down.
It's just compliment a girl on her outfit.
Yeah,
we're good.
I know, and my buddy Mike was like, I didn't know what to do, and then this lady was just like, I love your shoes. Tell me about your shoes. And Isabella shut right up, and she started like just pointing her shoes and everything. It was great.
That's awesome.
See,
that is a better stranger intervention than mine.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so give me just a minute, and I'm going to play for you some audio of this former TV news reporter, Kayla Sullivan, all right? She used to work up in Indianapolis, too. But she has the best response for a toddler meltdown.
She does a live report from it.
Former TV news reporter, Kayla Sullivan, she shared a video on TikTok, and it's gotten viewed like 16 million times at this point.
Oh, my gosh.
She's standing outside her two-year-old son's bedroom. She has a rattle. Like a little colorful rattle as a microphone?
It looks like, yeah, it's like a play microphone.
Uh-huh.
Kayla Sullivan reporting live from outside my son's bedroom. Where
I mean, she's got the news delivery.
Oh, absolutely. She's a pro.
Down pat.
Kayla Sullivan reporting live from outside my son's bedroom where he's currently being detained until nap time is over. Now, this story does involve a minor, so I can't release specifics, but what I can confirm is my son is a two-year-old terrorist.
So she starts going in.
Who held me hostage at the Olive Garden earlier today.
Two-year-old terrorist held hostage at the Olive Garden.
It's important to note the friends I met there do not have children and likely never will after witnessing this situation firsthand.
This is too relatable.
This is an active investigation, but authorities believe the proper precautions were taken. I brought my son's favorite snacks and even risked judgment from other moms by bringing an iPad. But not even Cocomelon could have stopped this meltdown. After several cries demanding, quote, ketchup, ketchup!
Again, this is Kayla Sullivan who's reporting live from her two-year-old son's, outside her two-year-old son's bedroom.
A Good Samaritan waitress miraculously understood it as the English word ketchup and brought him a bottle. Unfortunately, her good deed was later punished after he threw a ketchup-covered fork at her. Not all heroes wear capes, but this one should have worn an apron. You know, these toddler outbursts are becoming increasingly common as more and more parents try out the new craze, gentle parenting, and completely suck at it. I'll keep trying. Back to you.
So she just completely nails it.
Oh, yes.
Completely nails it.
I mean, listen, I bought all the books. I did all the tricks. It's like, get down on their level. There was even a book that said, get down there and start throwing a tantrum with them. And yeah, you can't really do that at the Olive Garden, though.
No.
I love it.
So,
I love everything about it. I so lived it.
We've tweeted it out. You can see it for yourself at Ben and Kelly Show here on 99.70JX. Do this every hour throughout the morning, brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly K.
So this does kind of toe the line a little bit of a feel-good.
All right.
And a little setting the bar.
All right.
Woman in China really loves her dog.
Okay.
Had an elaborate celebration for his 10th birthday. Just how elaborate is why we're talking about it?
All right.
She decided to drop almost $16,000 on drones to put on an elaborate aerial display.
Oh, wow. Okay.
520, to be exact.
Oh, wow.
That spelled out the message. Happy 10th birthday, Dodo? Doo-doo?
Doo-doo?
D-O-U-D-O-U? Doo-doo? Is that doo-doo?
I don't know. Dow-dow?
In the sky?
Doo-doo? Okay.
The drones then flew in formations that formed patterns of birthday cake. Looks like a little dog in a box, She and her friends sang happy birthday to Doo-Doo.
Okay.
And there was a specific reason why she chose 520 drones exactly. It's because its Mandarin pronunciation sounds similar to the phrase, I love you.
Okay.
All feel-goods, right?
Yeah. Your feel-goods have had a dog theme this morning.
They have. Here's the little tinge of setting the bar. Authorities said you kind of need police permission to do the little flyby. They were violating the no-fly zones amid the nearby high-rises.
You know what? You ask for forgiveness before permission in that instance.
And that's what she did.
Yeah.
100%. She's like, listen, my dog deserves this.
Yep.
Doo-Doo deserves nothing but the best.
That's right.
So, living her best life. Apparently the dog is due.
Okay.
Tweet it out. You can see the formation. It's pretty impressive. Ed, Ben, and Kelly show.
How important is a Facebook relationship status? We'll get to that.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right. If ever you need an issue kind of worked out from people who aren't emotionally invested in your situation, you can always reach out to us, Ben and Kelly Show, or WDGX.com. Click on group therapy and we'll put it out there. See if we can help you out.
We got you, fam. She says, I've been dating my boyfriend now for 3 years. His wife passed away 5 years ago, and he has yet to change his status on Facebook from widowed to in a relationship.
Okay.
So every time I bring the subject up, it turns into a major argument. His reasoning is he doesn't want to answer questions from his family and friends about our relationship. He isn't ready to have those conversations yet. Should I be as hurt and offended as I am? Or should I be more understanding and just drop it? I know it's only Facebook, but is this a sign that we shouldn't even be together at all?
Man, this is tough because everybody grieves in different ways, you know, and you can never tell someone how long or how short they should grieve, especially in a tragic situation like a wife passing away, you know?
Exactly. But I mean, he's been in this relationship with his girlfriend now for 3 years. And I feel like that's an acceptable time, I think, by anyone's standards to move on and try to find love again. I don't think that his late wife would want him to not do that, and or his friends and family. So I am with her in questioning the hesitation.
Yeah, that is. Unless, I don't know, man. Unless he's thinking of his in-laws, you know, his late wife's in-laws. Maybe he had such a relationship with them that if he changes it to in a relationship, it's almost like he's cheating on them.
Sure, but I think at this point, though, you have that conversation with them. And just, you know, if he feels like maybe he needs their permission.
I don't know. If anybody's been in this situation and can offer up their advice, I think that would help. Because Kelly and I don't have that experience, that life experience to pass along.
It's tough. And like you said, everyone does grieve differently, but maybe 6 months in, you know, then absolutely we're not there yet.
Right.
But we're 3 years in. His wife has been gone for 5 years. As tragic and sad, and I'm sure I can't even imagine the pain that comes with that. But he has been able to find love with someone else for the past 3 years. So I think publicly he should feel okay to be moving forward.
Patrick comments, Facebook ruining relationships for no good reason since its inception.
Absolutely. 100% I agree with that.
All right. 502-571-9970. Group therapy. Group therapy. Facebook status from her boyfriend of 3 years is really kind of causing her to reach out to us. You see, his wife passed away 5 years ago. He's a widower. And he hasn't changed his status from widowed to in a relationship. And so she's like, she's kind of hurt about that now.
She's 3 years in, to this relationship and just kind of wondering. A lot of people were wondering, does his family not know that he's been dating her for 3 years?
Yeah, I guess there are a lot of unknowns with this. And she left a lot of, I guess, holes for interpretation from us.
Jeremy did post a really good comment on Facebook, though, I think makes a lot of sense. He said, I personally think that the status on social media means nothing. Mm-hmm. I know people joke about things being Facebook official, but I'm seeing it become more serious. It has to be very difficult to lose a spouse and to pick up the pieces. Maybe he's dealing with some guilt of being in love again or disappointing the parents of the one he thought he'd be with forever. As his significant other, I challenge you to focus on the why and see how you could support him through it. Therapy could help as well, and having a conversation with his or her parents. Don't get caught up on Facebook. It's just a social site.
Yeah, so I would have to assume that she has met his family 3 years in.
You would think, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but that is still kind of an unknown. Now, Matt, you went through this exact thing, right? You being the widower.
So I was military for 16 years.
Mm-hmm.
My last deployment, my late wife passed when I came home.
Oh, I'm sorry, Matt.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you. Yeah, I had Facebook, but my whole relationship status was private.
Right.
So I understand where she's coming from to a point, but there is absolutely no reason to say there's a red flag, in my opinion, because it's Facebook. If he comes home to her or vice versa every night, what is she worried about?
Okay, so you're saying, look, let him grieve in his own way, and if the real him is genuine, then let's not worry about social media.
Exactly. Social media is going to be there and ruining things since day one.
I appreciate the call, Matt.
Yeah, just don't put so much weight on that. And thank you for your service, Matt, too. My goodness.
Yeah, Lee is like, hey, I can't even respond seriously. She says, this is stupid. Red flag, yeah, for him. If y'all were married and he still had widowed, you'd have a point. Just calm down. Enjoy your relationship. The best relationships keep their stuff off Facebook.
Right. Christian was like, if it wasn't 3 years, I'd be like, okay, I get it. But 3 years in a relationship with you, I mean, sometimes people grieve for a long time, but at least they can talk to you about it.
It's kind of divided, but I think we need to tell you, this is at least from me. Don't worry about this as much as you are.
Yeah. Don't put so much weight on it.
Yeah. And again, if he's genuine to you, let's not worry about Facebook.
Yeah, it shouldn't define your relationship. Your relationship should define your relationship. You know, and if you're concerned, just talk to him and say, where are you in this process? Do you see a future with us? You know, if so, he's kind of got to maybe drive the bus on what he's ready for because of what he's got in his past.
Right.
So, you know, if you're comfortable with this, if you love him, and if, you know, you're getting what you need out of the relationship, then I don't think I'd get caught up in all this Facebook stuff.
All right. Well, good luck, and let us know how it all turns out, if you would.
That's a delicate situation.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And if you missed out on calling or commenting, you always can. We have the thread live on our Facebook feed, at Ben and Kelly Show. You can comment there. That's Group Therapy on 99.7 DJX. All right. We are trying to give away some tickets. Taylor Swift inspired dance party. Playing a game older or younger than Betty White now. The icon would have turned 100 years old January 17th. Passed away.
You're still celebrating her.
Yeah, why not? Why not? I mean, she lived 99.9 years, so why not? So everyone say hey to Carly. Carly's a dog lover, has brown hair, drives a Ford Explorer, and been married 11 years. Hi, Carly.
Hey, Carly.
Hi.
So, Carly, you've heard how this is played. It's a little bit tougher than you might expect.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, but you have confidence.
Yes.
Okay. That's good. So, Carly, all you have to do is identify whether these regular items are older or younger than Betty White. Now, for reference, she was born in 1922. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, Carly. Deodorant. Is deodorant older or younger than Betty White?
Oh, gosh.
Younger.
Younger than Betty White. Deodorant is older than Betty White.
Like how much?
Invented in 1888.
Get out!
So you're 0 for 1, Carly. All right. Here we go. The Hostess Twinkie. Is the Hostess Twinkie older or younger than Betty White?
Oh, younger?
Younger. You're going to go younger again. Okay. The Twinkies were invented in 1930. So, yes, they are younger than Betty White, who was invented in 1922.
And those would probably still be good.
Yeah, they're probably still good. You're right. All right. One for two. Last one. Here we go. Carly, you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Are seatbelts older or younger than Betty White?
Oh, dang.
Older.
Older than Betty White. Carly, you are incorrect. Seatbelts are younger than Betty White. They were invented in 1955.
Really?
Yeah, people were just being all crazy without seatbelts until they became standard, I think, in the 60s or whatever. But yeah, Carly, you only got one right out of three. That's pretty bad. I got to be honest.
That's okay. We have no standards.
That is bad.
I'm glad. You know what? The first step is admitting that you're wrong. So that you have a problem. So, Carly, congratulations. We're still going to give you the tickets for Taylor Swift, all right?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Taylor Swift Inspired Dance Party, Mercury Ballroom, January 15th. Carly, you're gone. Congratulations. Hang on for me a quick sec.
Hey, listen, this is a mediocre radio show, so we can't expect more than that from our contestants.
That's right. Mediocrity is at best. We'll get you prizes here on 99.7 DJX.
Your requests make up the playlist, so let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so Jennifer, congrats. You get the first one. She says, first TBT of 2022. How about playing the number one song from 10 years ago? We Found Love. We go.
Yellow diamonds in the light. I was standing so as a shadow crosses mine, what it takes to come alive.
It sure does, it slaps.
It's 99.7 DJX. Beth rolls in. Hey, happy new year. The first Throwback Thursday of 2022 calls for some jump around, and we couldn't agree more.
Oh, yeah.
Beth, Reed, and Aiden rolling in their car. Thank you for listening. By the way, if you want to hear something, your request is our playlist, all right? So
that's it. It's your show right now.
502-571-9970 text or at Ben and Kelly Show. House of Pain. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Y'all are random this morning.
Like that. It is really random.
Cassie's all like, hey, call me maybe. Okay.
All right.
Why not? It's Throwback Thursday, DJX. On 99.7 DJX.
I was super pregnant, by the way, when she was in studio. Remember that? We had a little dance party in studio with Carly Rae Jepsen.
I feel so bad for Carly Rae Jepsen because she probably did that 1,000 times to 1,000 different radio stations.
I know.
At the height of this song. But anyways.
We were special, though. I choose to think.
Right, exactly.
Mary texted. She said, saw something on Facebook that said the number one song from your 22nd birthday would describe your 2022. My husband's was Scoot by Nelly Furtado. I'm not sure how I feel about that, but nevertheless, been waiting all week to request it.
Brilliant. All right, it's Throwback Thursday.
How you doing, y'all?
Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 DJX. You can always text us your request, what you want to hear, between 8:30 and 9 on Thursday mornings. We try to play it for you.
Ribless Chrissy texted, this cold weather came in like a wrecking ball. Plus, Jaden loves that song, so can you please play it?
Absolutely. Throwback Thursday.
A naked Miley Cyrus on a wrecking ball. What a way to start off the year, right?
I know. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. It's funny. We're now getting all these texts from off of Mary's texts, who said, saw something on Facebook that said the number one song from your 22nd birthday would describe your 2022. So we just got one from Mike, who was like, mine was Moulin Rouge, Lady Marmalade. Let's do it. Let's do it.
What does that say about Mike's 2022?
I know. Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
So the staff at Hill Creek Rehabilitation and Care having a bad day. They need some pump.
Did you say pump?
Hump. They need hump.
Hump. Like Humpty Dance? Or my humps?
No, they said Rizzle Kicks? Mama Do the Hump?
I don't have that one. I'll play this.
Okay.
All right, how about we just do this, all right? Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX.
Fergie.
Sherry's text, and she said that, you know, she saw something on Facebook that the number one song from your 22nd birthday year is what your 2022 is going to be like. Her husband was promiscuous, Nelly Furtado. She said, mine was Hips Don't Lie. I feel like I need to tell you to complete the story. And now other people are, like, chiming in with theirs.
Yeah, well, how many kids do they have? That's what I want to know. If his was promiscuous, hers is Hips Don't Lie. There's got to be something brewing, right? We got Milkshake was my number one song on my 22nd birthday, so I don't know what that means for your 2022, but
holla.
Bringing all the boys to your yard, that's what it is. All right, Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Got a tweet from Carlisle. It's like, well, now I need to hear the Humpty Dance. You guys were talking about hump.
That is true.
So why not, you know? Because
why not?
This isn't a format specific bit here.
Alright, stop what you're doing, cause I'm about to ruin. I once got busy
in a Burger King bathroom. Alright, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Kara messages us and says it wasn't the number one song on my 22nd birthday, but I still want to hear the story of my life just because I feel like this is how my 2022 is going to go. All right, we
okay,
got you.
All right.
Lil 1D, never heard anybody. DJX.
Written in these walls up.
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Like, I don't know how to even take just when you text in a band name with a question mark.
Uh-huh.
Like, is that for us?
I think it's dealer's choice.
To just play anything?
I think just play anything.
Okay.
I think that's what that means.
Okay, so if someone just says Maroon 5, do we go with their original?
Ooh. Are you talking about Harder to Breathe?
Yeah, let's just go ahead and do that. Dare you say that mommy hit is unacceptable. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. People are having fun saying what the number one song was from their year they turned 22.
Because that's going to set up your 2022 that's defining your year?
I mean, according to Facebook, and why wouldn't you believe Facebook, right?
Why wouldn't you?
Katie says, can I get some Lean Back for the first throwback of the year?
Yes.
That's right. Like that. Terrence Crawd, DJX.
Yeah. We're Brooklyn.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Oh, Sarah's my girl. She's rolling in. We've got to start the year with NSYNC. Play Dirty Pop. I approve.
Dirty Pop.
Go.
Dirty Pop, baby, you can't stop. I know you like this. Dirty Pop.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. All those boys from NSYNC there. So I've got a predicament here because Dawn's like, well, it's obvious the first TBT of 2022 has to be 22 by Taylor Swift, but we've got a problem because we can't really play Taylor's version, right? Because it's not 6 years old.
Oh, that's true. That is absolutely true.
But the Swifties are all like, you cannot not play Taylor's version.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know. So here, we're going to sit on that a hot minute and wait on that. But we've got another one from Outkast turning.
Aaron.
Yeah, Aaron. Hey, ya, turning the big 4-0 this year.
Oh, Aaron.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. I love how some of these songs are making a comeback just thanks to like TikTok and people finding them on reels and things like that. Susie's rolling in. Hey, the number one song for my 22nd birthday was Somebody That I Used to Know.
Oh my god! This. Oh, I remember that one.
Now it's coming back. Like I'm seeing this on like TikTok and all that stuff.
Absolutely.
All right, so we'll roll with this for a hot sec on DJX.
No, think of when we were together.
Or gosh, maybe.
Just a little bit.
Oh my gosh. We gotta speed this up here.
Nickelback or something.
Say Nickelback.
No, I'm gonna need some Nickelback or something.
Oh my god.
You can get addicted to a certain kind of sadness.
Did you see Linda?
What'd Linda say?
Linda said, "How You Remind Me" is my 22-year-old number one song.
You know what? Linda, I think you're lying. I really do. I think you're lying. I think you're just saying that just to see if I will play it.
You're calling Linda a liar?
I'm calling her a liar. A damn liar. I think you're lying to me right now.
I think you should hit the button. Get me out of this right now.
I think you're lying. Linda, you're a damn liar. But I'm going to play it anyways. Man. I'm sick of sight without a sense of feeling. And this is how you remind me. What a way to start off your Throwback Thursday for 2022 here on 99.7 DJX.
That was fun.
And just like that, poof, it's over.
Man.
I'm telling you, we never got a full, like if you request old Taylor Swift songs that have the Taylor version of them, I don't know. Like, we're going to have to come up with a ruling on that because the new versions, Taylor's version, are not 6 years old, which is our rule.
That is the rule here in TBT land.
So either we play the villainous versions.
The villainous versions. The ones that shall not be named anymore.
Right, right, right. The Voldemort versions of Taylor Swift songs.
Voldemort.
Or we figure, I don't know.
I don't know what we're going to do with that.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, we spent a long time just discussing it. So, obviously, we'll go ahead and, what is the phrase that we shouldn't say anymore in 2022? Put a pin in it. Yeah.
We're going to put a pin in that.
Yeah. We're going to circle back around. We're going to put a pin in that and circle back around here.
Boop.
Yeah. On 99.7 DJX. Right. Right. You know, Alicia's all like, you got to play Taylor's versions only. Yeah, no Voldemort versions. I got you.
Okay, but that does violate the rules that have been set forth by the TBT.
Well, I'm just saying I won't be able to play them. That's what we're saying.
Uh-oh.
We're just not going to be able to. You're going to have to.
Listen, you're going to anger the Swifties, and I'm not sure if that's a group we need to get on the wrong side of.
No, that is definitely. They are forceful, and they have power. So, anyways.
I'm scared of them.
All right, so that's your first Throwback Thursday of 2022. Hopefully you enjoyed. We do it every Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9 here. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Don't forget, tomorrow, right about this time, we are going to be rolling with Fitness Fridays, hooking you up with Fitness Watch. Tomorrow, we're going to get you in all day, starting at 7 a.m. On 99.7 DJX. So a bunch of different fitness-related items, health-related items. I even think I saw a air fryer in there. So
for the health?
For the health. Right.
Yeah. My parents have one of those. They love it.
I know. So someone here at the radio station was like, I don't see how that's related to fitness.
It's not.
Not
at all.
I'm like, health. Fitness and health. Like, it's not really healthy. I mean, I'm like, it's a healthier option
fry. It's a healthier way to fry?
Yeah, because you're not frying in oil.
Oh, okay. You're frying with air.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
So anyways, it's tomorrow.
You work out so you can eat. Fried foods, right?
That's 100% what you do. Of a tweet that JCPS sent out, because, you know, they're both, they both go to Ballard, and they're like, are we actually getting out at 11? And I was like, yep, it looks like early dismissal for JCPS. This is the best day ever. Yeah! Because last night they were so angry that, like, Bullitt County was on NTI and Oldham County just called off because of the snow.
I think a lot of people were surprised.
Yeah, and JCPS was like, nope, we're going. But now, literally just a few minutes ago, JCPS sent out an update that said after reviewing the most up-to-date inclement weather forecast, JCPS is going to be releasing all students early today. Like middle and high school students will be released at 11 o'clock, and elementary and early childhood students will be released at 12:30. And the buses were going to run this afternoon for elementary, middle, and high school students. So any extracurricular activities scheduled for today, if you're in JCPS, has been canceled. So,
yeah, my husband just shared the status update on Facebook, too. Somebody posted, so they really close school tomorrow? Close C-L-O-T-H-E-S. Oh, and then the comments, they shirt it down. That sucks. I was underwear of this. Is it because the sweater?
That is funny. So there you go. JCPS, after being the lone school that was out here going, we're going to school, you get to get out early. So 11 o'clock for middle and high school, and then 12:30 for elementary and early childhood. So there you go. For the complete,
great news.
Yep, updated list, WDJX.com. We got it up there for you from our Wave 3 News storm tracking team. Okay, coming up next, it is a setting the bar story. And look, marriage is a great thing. Weddings are fun, right?
Love has no bounds, right?
Yeah, but Vegas is a city that anything can happen, right?
Absolutely. And love comes in all shapes and sizes.
Colors is what we're going to focus on next.
All right.
Setting the bar story on the way on 99.70JX. Marriage is a great thing, right? Great thing.
Of course it is.
There's all types of unions nowadays, and this one is interesting, and this is why it's a setting the bar story, okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to throw this and say, if you can manage to make it through the day without marrying a color, you're doing okay.
I have questions.
And I'm talking about a real color, not a person who has color, but a color.
A part of the rainbow?
All right, so this
woman... What color were you talking about?
Yeah, we're talking about a color. A woman in Las Vegas got married to a literal color over the weekend. So the bride is Kitten K. Sarah. And she's talking about marrying the color pink.
People have companions, but mine is actually color. The child said on the skateboard that I should marry the color pink, and he was being sarcastic. He's like, you like pink so much, why don't you marry? I'm like... Not a bad idea.
Do you?
Okay, first of all.
Come on.
Are you going to literally take a kid on a skateboard that tosses out some sarcasm at you as truth?
Apparently, yes.
All right, so here's the ceremony.
Do you? Take the color pink. Be the one. You not only give love, respect, and compassion to, but also allow yourself to receive the same love from.
I do.
Okay, so
there are other people there.
Yes, I know. Oh, it's a wedding, Kelly, and I realize this is Las Vegas and it's Sin City and things are a little different in that city, but how did the color say I do back?
Yes, that's one of my questions. And is it standing up there at the altar? Like what form is the color pink taking?
And if she is legit marrying the color pink, does that mean that pink is like any color pink or just that shade of pink? Because, you know.
Is it a pastel? Is it a hot pink?
I was going to say, Pantone, you know, has all different types of colors. Is she marrying the EOO F5 or whatever, you know, the pink color is on the Pantone scale?
I need to see the video. Are there pictures? What is happening?
All I have is the audio of this woman. So,
oh, dang it.
Anyways, Kitty K. Sarah, she is our setting the bar subject, as she has legit and to answer your question, Kelly, she's decked out in pink gown.
Of course, kind of the theme for the wedding is already like just handed to you on a silver platter.
Yeah, and she's kind of holding up one of those, you know, those paint cards that you'd get at like Lowe's or Home Depot or a paint store. Well, she's holding up a big, almost poster sized version of that with different shades of pink on it. So that is what she's marrying, that cardboard.
I feel as though this relationship may be a little one-sided.
Kelly, I think.
I'm just saying.
I mean, if the color pink can bring her joy, who are we to say that is wrong?
I just feel as though the conversation is going to fall a little flat.
It might. You're right. Uh-huh. And again, whenever we have these weird, odd marriages, how are they consummating the wedding?
And that is one of my questions, too. Also, is it legal? So if she does actually meet a person that is
so you're going to have to get that annulled.
Color, do you have to get divorced from pink first?
Yeah, you're going to have to get that annulled for sure.
Is it a Mr. or a Mrs. Pink? I'm not sure. I just have many, 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 many logistical questions about how this relationship is going to proceed past the wedding.
Well, that's why this is a setting the bar story. So let's just avoid this altogether and just say, hey, you know what? Let's enjoy the color pink. Let's paint our walls pink. Let's paint our house pink. Yes. Let's get a pink car.
Let's wear pink clothes.
Pink clothes and
lipstick.
Dye our hair pink.
Yes, but all of that is fine.
Not marry the color pink because there's just too many questions.
Yeah, it's too many questions.
All right, there you go. Setting the bar on 99.7 DJX. That's what I really want. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. With this impending snow that is to hit the listening area, it brings me such joy to think fondly on the last time there was, well, maybe not the last time, there was a big snowfall, especially in North Carolina, all right? I don't know if you remember this news clip of an reporter talking to a resident there in North Carolina about this snowfall and about they're getting snowed in and what they're going to do, right?
I think we're just going to eat some bread and soups and get all fat and sassy.
That's right.
A weekend wave of snow will mean less people on the slick roads.
We'll probably sit around and cook some soups and eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
I mean, that is a vibe right there. So
that is a mood.
Right, right. So if you hopefully, you know, maybe you're off today school-wise or your NTI or maybe you're in a little bit south of us and you're going to get more snow, maybe take that lady's advice.
Yeah, absolutely. And then tomorrow we'll get you out of it with the Fitness Friday, right?
Yeah.
It's the yin and the yang.
Yeah,
you get
sure.
all fat and sassy today,
and sassy.
Eating some breads and soups and desserts, and then tomorrow we'll start the fitness.
I will save that clip for as long as
forever.
I'm at this radio station.
Just get all fat and sassy.
She's my favorite.
She is.
All right, so guys, have a good one. That's it for us. If you missed anything from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast. Audio on demand right there at WDJX.com. Click on listen and then the Ben and Kelly Show podcast. I mean, you know, we've seen the numbers. Thank you to everybody who catches the show whenever live on 99.7 DJX. But obviously by the numbers, people are catching it on the podcast on demand. So
we appreciate you because honestly, at this point, we have no other life skills. We just run our mouths and they have allowed it for many years.
For a long time. So appreciate that. And we never want to take that for granted.